walking through the mall, just passing time. Clouds fill up my mind, all dull and gray. My feet are dragging like they're stuck in slime. Colors seem to simply fade away. Then I see some toys in game shop. Thought I'd pop in for a quick stop. Browsing through the pinkest aisle, and as I do, I start to smile. The pony plushies I will soon obtain, because I like her mane. She just looked like straight out of the show, right down to her multicolored hair. I had to have her, that much I did know. But then I felt a rush of shame and despair. I'll tell you why. Owning plushies seems so childish. No matter how she can style this, but I haven't felt such joy since I was just a little boy. Though my friends might think I've lost my brain, I really like her mane. Oh, what a shame. Time to swallow all of my pride. Cannot hide what I feel inside. As I pay the store clerk price and she sees past my coy replies, she says that there's no need to explain. She also likes her mane. A brony, Pegasister, whatever nomenclature that you wanna use. She's a brony, she's a fan too. Why not talk to her? I've got nothing to lose. We start talking about the show. She's the first female brony I've met at all. And her favorites are my favorites. I better catch myself before I start to fall. Is she thinking what I'm dreaming? Maybe I should ask her out on a brony date. Watching ponies, getting cozy, when she's getting rosy as I ponder if we're soulmates. Cause I've never felt this way about anyone before. I can't wait for her to say that we should watch some more. My heart is gonna soar. Building up the hype. She's a brony, but she's more too. She says I'm sweet and all, but I'm just not her type. She's a brony, and she's taken. Should have known that she'd be too good to be true. She's a brony, double whammy. Then her girlfriend shows up like she's right on cue. She's a brony, she's a brony, she's a brony, and she's taken. She's a brony. She's a brony, and a lesbian.